The Evolution of Anesthesia. A Progressive Journey from Science to Spirituality. The following article is written by Hafiz Syed Iqbal Umri. In his book Secret of Success, under the chapter titled Sacrificing Oneself for Humanity, Maulana Wahiduddin Khan narrates the early days of anesthesia with chloroform. During his studies, Dr. Simpson had learned that chloroform possessed certain properties which temporarily benumbed the senses. So he began to conduct research into it, finally coming to the conclusion that if patients were rendered unconscious by means of chloroform, they could be relieved of severe pain in the course of operations. He continued his research and, by experimenting upon himself, he proved that chloroform could successfully induce harmless anesthesia. This son of a poor baker was thus able to give to humanity, in the words of Dr. Brown, one of God's best gifts to his suffering children. The Secret of Success, pages 324 to 325. On a personal note, I experienced the profound impact of this discovery firsthand on July 22, 2024, when I underwent surgery for kidney stones on my right kidney. During the two-hour procedure, I was completely anesthetized, experiencing nothing but a state of oblivion. I was completely unaware of the medical interventions taking place, devoid of any sensation of pain or discomfort. This personal experience deeply resonated with Dr. Brown's words, prompting me to reflect on the divine purpose behind Dr. Simpson's gift. O God, only the eternal bliss of paradise can offer a truly pain-free existence. This is the profound message conveyed to humanity through all the prophets. Dr. Simpson's contribution provided temporary relief from pain in this world, while the prophets offered the path to salvation from eternal suffering. It is our responsibility to share this uplifting news with the world. In our modern era, we rely on chloroform to ensure that we remain pain-free during medical procedures. On the Day of Judgment, the divine consciousness granted by the prophets will eradicate all pain, allowing believers to experience an eternal state of bliss. A believer will exclaim, "Praise be to God who has taken away all sorrow from us." Our Lord is forgiving and appreciative. Through His grace He has admitted us to the everlasting abode, where neither toil nor weariness affects us. 35:34-35. On August 6, 2024, I visited the same Sri Ramachandra Hospital in Pune for surgery to remove a stone from my left kidney. The surgery was scheduled for August 8, and when I was taken to the operating theater, two doctors, Dr. Balaji and Dr. Arafat, arrived to administer anesthesia. I inquired about the anesthetic they would use, and Dr. Arafat informed me that chloroform had been the standard for the past 15 years, but that sevoflurane was now the preferred choice due to its superior results. This news was incredibly reassuring to me. It reminded me of the constant advancements in medical science, mechanical science, and various other fields. This realization extended beyond medicine and touched upon the realm of spiritual science as well. Just as chloroform was once the primary anesthetic but was eventually replaced by sevoflurane for better outcomes and reduced harm, there is also a pressing need for continuous improvement in spiritual teachings. Spiritual guidance should adapt to the changing times, benefiting humanity while preserving its fundamental principles. Similarly, sevoflurane's replacement of chloroform achieved the same purpose with fewer adverse effects. Spiritual teachings must evolve to guide humanity with the most effective and compassionate methods for the well-being of all. Reflecting on this, several things became evident to me. The journey of medical progress didn't end with Dr. Simpson's groundbreaking discovery. Continuous advancements have persisted until the present day, with sevoflurane now the commonly used anesthetic. The drive to rectify past mistakes, improve, and find better solutions shapes our future. Just as humanity seeks superior options in every field, God has always provided divine wisdom to guide humanity. This improvement serves as a reminder that such guidance must be embraced with an open heart. Through the Quran, God offers the most comprehensive and secure guidance. As it states, "Surely, this Quran guides to the most upright way and gives good news to the believers who do good deeds, so that they will have a great reward." 17:9. My servants, listen to what is said and follow what is best in it. These are the ones God has guided. These are the people endowed with understanding. 39:18. This continuous process of improvement, whether in scientific advancements or spiritual guidance, underscores the enduring relevance of God's wisdom. Humanity must remain open to learning, evolving, and applying the best practices for the collective well-being of society. Spiritual guidance should adapt to the changing times, benefiting humanity while preserving its fundamental principles. Spiritual teachings must evolve to guide humanity with the most effective and compassionate methods for the well-being of all.